Welcome to today's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and this is episode 156, where we're going to talk about how to identify your inner mean girl, what she says, how rude she is, and we're going to get her to shut up. Now, this episode is for you, whether you're currently struggling with body image, relationships, you know, food, exercise. At the end of the day, it all comes down to mindset. So we're going to get your head right, give you some strategies, give you some takeaways to get her to shut up.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears.
According to the National Science Foundation, an average person has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts per day. So you're above average. So let's say you probably lean towards the 60,000 thoughts per day. That's crazy, right? What was also interesting about this study or this research that I found is that 80% of those 60,000 thoughts are negative and 95% are repetitive. So let's think about that. And it's no wonder that we get stuck in this diet starts Monday, you know, this kind of negative loop that it often feels like it's impossible to get out of. Whether it's food, whether it's exercise, whether it's relationships, it all comes down to mindset. And so if we have that many thoughts throughout our day, you know, we can just isolate that in one area. Let's say you're struggling with body image. Here we are at the time of this recording. It is July. People are, you know, going to lakes and getting, of course, socially distancing, but, you know, you're wearing less clothes, right? And it's no wonder if you have one thought that is negative about your body or about the foods that you choose, you know, rules around food. It's no wonder that it feels like those are on repeat. And it's so hard to break them because they are. Research, science literally shows it is. And I love when I talk about, you know, what Fit Friends Happy Hour is. I love to explain that it is where science meets self-care because everything we talk about on this episode is backed by research. I mean, intuitive eating is research-based. There's over 100 studies out there now that show the efficacy of intuitive eating, you know, long-term effects on health, all those different things. So that is why I'm so passionate about talking about mindset when it comes to these things, because the brain is so freaking powerful and we need to understand it in order to change it, right? We can't have change until we are aware. So before we get into today's episode, I did want to read today's review. You guys know I have been reading reviews because it just warms my heart. It fills my soul. So today's review comes from Let's Live Well. And I believe that's Hannah Letts. She's another trainer whom I adore. So she said, Fit Friends Happy Hour is my go-to podcast for simple yet very informative health information. Katie covers such a wide variety of topics and is incredibly knowledgeable when it comes to health, diet, and exercise. Each episode is easy to understand, fun, and motivating. I've learned so much from Katie and her guests. I highly recommend this podcast, whether you are new to the health and fitness game or if you are already living a healthy lifestyle and want to take your health to the next level. Happy listening. Well, Let's Live Well. That was a beautiful review. Seriously, I'm like tears of joy. It makes me so happy. So be sure to email fitfriendshappyhour@gmail.com so we can hook you up with your freebie. And remember, we are reading reviews pretty much every week. So if your review gets read, you could also win a freebie, whether that's an entry to, I just gave away, we had a survey. If you're in our Fit Friends Facebook group, I just did a survey and we had two lucky winners who actually won a registration into the Reboot Bootcamp. That is my online small coaching nutrition course, where we kind of take steps into intuitive eating. If you're like, wait, I want to join, we actually closed Monday. That is the day that this episode comes out. So be sure to get on the wait list and you'll get alerted when the next round opens. Okay, so we all have the center mean girl, right? We know she's there. We can visualize her. For me, I think of Regina George because that's what I think of when I think of mean girls. But it's this alter ego, this voice in your head. So like I just said before, we can't change what we're not aware of. So the first thing we need to do is we need to identify, what is it that I'm feeling? Am I feeling jealous? Am I feeling envy? I kind of use those two hand in hand. Like I believe jealousy is envy. I know they're different, but for me, they feel the same. They come up in my brain and my heart the same way. Jealousy and envy. Is it comparison? Are you feeling guilt? Or maybe I'm just feeling bad for myself or bad about myself. So first, identify what it is that you're feeling. I teach the same kind of exercise with my clients when it comes to food. We really focus on when it comes to emotional eating is to first identify, what am I feeling? Because we live in a society that is go, 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 happy, go. You know, I always try to be the positive, you know, super encouraging, positive Pam all day. And we don't like to feel negative. We don't like to feel feelings, period. And so in order to really make change, we need to acknowledge, I'm feeling jealous. And that's uncomfortable. That's uncomfortable to recognize that you're feeling that way. And for me, the reason I'm recording this episode is because I had an experience with this last week of just, I felt really jealous and envious. And I was like, I don't like this way I'm feeling. This is not me, but let's call it for what it is, right? We have to acknowledge it even if we don't like the feeling that we're feeling. So next we need to ask ourselves, why am I feeling this way? Was there something that maybe triggered this comparison? You know, for me, I did a lot of thinking about this and I realized, okay, there were a couple things that triggered this. For me, I was spending way too much time on social media, which I'll get to in a second. I was talking about and listening about other people. And then I started feeling sorry for myself, like feeling sad about myself and my situation, specifically with the wedding. And then I was comparing, right? I was comparing other situations to my own. And just to give you an update on the wedding. So we got married in April 25th. It was amazing. I did a podcast about it. You can go back and listen to it if you so choose. I actually recorded that podcast episode when we were in Gulf Shores. We did like a super last minute, I wouldn't even call it a honeymoon, but it was like an escape from everything that is our life right now. So it was an amazing ceremony. I mean, memories that I'll never forget. It was with, you know, just our family, but at the same time, a lot of our family wasn't there and things have panned out differently. And so we were planning a reception for August. And as of now, it's not looking good. It is not looking good with COVID and everything that's happening. And so I've literally been thinking about that so much. And then hearing all these other people's plans and like awesome things that are working out, I started to feel like sad and guilty and, or not guilty, sad and jealous and envious. And I was like, oh, this is not me. This is not who I am. Why am I feeling this way? So for me, I could identify that it was triggered by certain conversations with certain people. But I think it was also a combination. It was a combination. It's like the perfect storm, right? You have those conversations, but up to that conversation, I've been spending way too much time on social media, just not putting the right things in my brain. So next, after you identify what I'm feeling, why am I feeling this way, or why might I be feeling this way, see if you can identify, is there a pattern, or can you identify when and where this particular happens? So we know social media is a huge area because what we follow, you know, what we see on social media is like maybe a 3-second glimpse into somebody's day. And it's the best 3 seconds of their entire life. And that's what we see. And so we are constantly comparing ourselves, whether consciously or subconsciously, to other bodies, to other situations, other clothes, other materialistic things. And if we're spending hours and hours, I mean, I challenge you right now to open up, if you have an iPhone, open up your iPhone, go to the settings, go to the usage of social media, and you can see the screen. Yeah, it's under screen time. And you can see what apps that you spend the most time on Oh my gosh, it's terrifying. I don't even want to tell you mine because it's embarrassing. It's been going down, but just it definitely has gone up since COVID, and I am working to get it back down. I'm actually, at the time of this recording, I have decided that I am doing a 2-day social media fast because of how I was feeling, because of the reason I'm recording this episode. I was like, I don't like this. Something's got to change. So maybe it occurs for you when you see certain posts on social media, or maybe it's when you're shopping and maybe you catch yourself when you look in the mirror, or maybe it's at work, or maybe it's with a certain group of people that you tend to feel more of these feelings. So see if you can identify if there's a pattern, right? Because 9 times out of 10, there is. And I guarantee for most of you, it is related to social media, but it can definitely come up in other areas as well. So there's 2 different ways that I've handled attacking kind of this inner mean girl and figuring out the situation. So the first I like to think of as daily habits. I like to think of those as, that's like prevention, right? That's like taking your multivitamin just in case something happens. You're on defense, right? Because you know that it's bound to happen. You know that you're human. And so I invite you to actually set some intentions for this week or for this month. And if you have been feeling negative feelings around any of these different areas, but it comes down to jealousy or envy or comparison, click the reset button. You have the opportunity to refresh, to reset your intention on this week or this month. And it doesn't have to be towards that. So for me, I decided, okay, I've got to get back to starting with gratitude every single day. I actually recently, I downloaded the Bible app. I'm sure there's an equivalent if you're not Christian, but it's starting with positivity in the morning. So for me, I've downloaded the Bible app. It's really neat. They actually have a feature where you can go through like these certain plans with a friend. So Lauren and I actually asked her, I said, can you please go through one of these with me? Because number one, I need held accountable. And number two, I just need to do this. I need to do this and I won't do it unless I know that you're going to be waiting for my response at the end of the day. So what it does each day, you have like a devotional to read, and then it has a couple things. I mean, it takes literally less than 5 minutes. It's so easy. At the end of each day, it gives you a prompt and then you can kind of discuss what it is that you talked about. So for me, I know myself and I know that if I just say I'll read something, I'll read it, but I'm not really absorbing it. So I like that that app allows me to discuss it and have a conversation, because then I actually get something from it. Then I'm actually paying attention because I have to like do a homework assignment. There's another app that I found. I haven't actually gotten into it, but I've kind of looked over and it looks awesome. It is called She Reads His Truth. So I believe that's a community, you know, it's geared towards females, but it is, you know, a Christian kind of Bible-based app as well. They have like lock screens that you can download. So definitely check that out if you're looking for some sort of faith-based, you know, gratitude, I guess we can call it. The second type of prevention is to limit your social media. So hopefully you did open up your screen, you know, look at your screen time. And if it is in like 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, girlfriend, let's work on that. Let's work to limit it. So you can actually set timers where, you know, you limit your screen time after 8 p.m. or, you know, maybe it's whatever it is. And I found for me, something I rediscovered recently is that if I don't have my phone in the room, like I don't think about it. And so I find myself during the workday checking it all day, every day. And number one, it's not good for my brain. Number two, it's not good for my productivity because I'm just constantly checking my phone. So if that's you, put your phone in another room for a couple hours a day. That way you're not even tempted to reach for it. So maybe it's just for your workouts, right? Maybe put your phone in airplane mode for your workouts, or think about just some other ways that you can limit your intake, whether of a specific app or the actual phone itself. So like I said, I am personally vowing to doing a 2-day social media fast. So that means for me, no Instagram, no Facebook, no Snapchat. I don't use Snapchat a ton anymore. No TikTok, because I could see myself like not using those other apps and go, oh, I'll just go on TikTok. As hilarious as TikTok is and it brings me joy and it makes me happy, I'm not going to do it. So what I'm going to do by limiting my social media is I'm actually going to, my new book came in for that I told you I was going to start. It's called Fearing the Black Body, and it talks about the racial, the origins, basically, of why do we fear weight gain? Why do we have the beauty ideals that we have as far as, you know, weight and body image and health goes in this society? And so it dives deep into that. So I'm really excited for that. I also learned that something else that triggered these feelings was I was kind of starting to disengage with the Black Lives Matter and the social justice movement. And so for me, what I've learned is, wow, I get really wrapped up in my own, you know, we call them like first world problems when I'm not staying connected to the bigger picture, right? And so for me, that almost goes along with gratitude. When I think about, wow, I'm so fortunate that I was able to get married, you know, that we're able to make ends meet, to afford to pay for a wedding. You know, there's so many positives and things that we take for granted. And when we go back to, you know, the Black Lives Matter and the social justice movement, wow, I have, you know, privilege. Like we can strip it back to just these basic foundational things that we have to be grateful for. And it really puts things into perspective. So I made that connection as well of, wow, I was starting to disengage. So that was a reminder for me of like, all right, I got to plug back in. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And you've heard me talk about, you know, the racial injustice issues and what I'm doing. So I invite you, if you have been feeling disengaged, pick up that book. We can talk about it and don't turn off, because now is not the time to turn off. We need to stay engaged. We need to stay connected. And then last prevention kind of tip is exercise, because as one of you who commented on the survey that I put out, one of you said, exercise, because exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy, and happy people just don't kill their husbands. And whoever said that, I freaking love you, and you should get a prize just for making that comment in a survey. So the next tips I have are more for situations, or let's say you're actually in the moment, right? Because these daily habits you should just do, right? Just try to get in the habit of doing them to help you not feel or limit the amount of jealousy and envy and comparison that you feel. But sometimes we're in the situation and we recognize it right in that moment, right? So what can we do? So one thing you can try is just change the topic. For example, if you're talking about other people, if you catch yourself gossiping, change the topic. Talk about something different. Talk about books. Talk about the weather. Talk about a trip that you want to plan. I mean, there's so many other things that we can talk about than people and their lives and what they've got going on. Maybe you ask your friend that you're talking to, ask about their life, ask about what's going on with them, how they're feeling, because that is way more important in that moment than focusing on somebody else. Now, if you're starting to feel comparison and it's, you know, let's say this is the after holiday weekend or we're heading into summer, and maybe you're going to be around people and you're starting to compare bodies when you start to walk in the room. One tip that I always give my clients is to practice narrating. So basically what you'll do is you'll walk into a room and you'll start just narrating everything that you see in your head, or probably don't do it out loud because people will think you're crazy. But okay, if the walls are green, oh, I noticed that the carpet is white. Okay, I noticed that that person is drinking whatever. Like, just start narrating, because what that does, if we go back to how many negative thoughts that we have, what that does is that stops that negative thought process, right? And so it takes your brain to focus on something else. And the more that we can focus on other things and, you know, stop or limit the negative thoughts that are in our head, that's going to help you limit those, right? Another thing you can do, let's say you're in a social setting, is keep a gratitude list on your phone and pull that out when you're in a social setting and go, okay, I am grateful. Just like refocus, or maybe it's a mantra or something that you go back and look at to get you away from those feelings or get you from going into that loop. And then lastly, do something nice for that person or somebody else, or specifically that person who you are feeling these yucky feelings towards. That's going to allow you to just release it. Like, release that guilt of how you're feeling, release that envy, release that jealousy, because you don't have time for it. It's unnecessary. It's not productive. It's not doing any good for you, and it's not doing any good for them, right? They didn't do anything. It's you. It is on you how you are feeling. So you're feeling this way, so you also have the permission to not feel this way. So take a moment, acknowledge it, recognize it, and then just let it go. Because it's not going to change your situation. Being jealous of somebody else, being envious, it doesn't change anything. So why not let it go, focus on something else, and move on.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.